Arizona voters file lawsuit to restore their ballots canceled over Sharpies. By John Binder on November 4, 2020. Arizona voters who claim their ballots were canceled because they were asked to use Sharpie markers to fill them out have filed a lawsuit demanding their ballots be restored. A lawsuit filed on Wednesday by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, is requesting restoration of ballots for voters who were told to fill out their ballots using Sharpie markers but subsequently had those ballots canceled. Specifically, the lawsuit details the case of Maricopa County, Arizona, resident Lori Aguilera, who was given a Sharpie marker to fill out her ballot on Election Day. State officials had previously warned against felt-tip writing utensils for filling out ballots. The lawsuit states that Aguilera was alarmed when the ink of the Sharpie started to bleed onto the other side of her ballot but, despite that, was told to feed her ballot through the counting machine. The ballot, the lawsuit states, was not accepted and eventually canceled by the poll worker. Aguilera asked for a replacement ballot but was denied one. These voters were denied the right to vote. Arizona election officials allegedly were part of the problem. And denial of the right to vote should not occur because of failures in the process of casting a ballot, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. We are asking that all ballots that were uncured or denied be identified and allowed to be cured, Adams said. The lawsuit also wants Arizona to allow voters who had their ballots canceled for this reason to be present when their ballots are handled and adjudicated. The lawsuit was filed to the Superior Court of Arizona in Maricopa County. The case number is CB 2020-014083. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.